Up next on American Restoration.
Jeez, this thing's heavy.
This is killer looking. Where'd you get this?
I got it from a guy in California when they closed a set of Bonanza down. Someone had given it to him.
Oh, wow.
I came down to Rick's today to get my Irish mail cart restored.
This is cool. We took it down a hill that may have been too big for it. And I think that was the end of its life.
Holy I was just in the teardown room and all of a sudden I hear someone yell fire. Whatever it is, it doesn't look good.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Eric.
My buddy Devin just showed up at the shop. I don't know what he has for me to look at, but I can't wait to see what he's got.
By the looks of your springs right here, it must be heavy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, God.
It's a round oak wood-burning stove.
Well, that thing is cool.
I came to Rick's Restoration today to drop off my wood-burning stove from the 1800s.
Jeez, this thing's heavy.
Where'd you get this?
I got it from a guy in California. His father worked for chief of police at Paramount Studios.
Uh-huh.
When they closed a set of Bonanza down, someone had given it to him.
Oh, wow. So this may have been from the set.
Yeah, from the set of Bonanza.
I love seeing old stuff like this. Not only was it built to last forever, it also looks badass. And the fact that it may be from the actual set of Bonanza, that's awesome.
I mean, these things are very, very cool because they're sort of like the staple for a house. People didn't have central heat.
Sure.
You had to have one. You had to get warm, or you'd freeze to death. And the reason why they called it round oak, you would open this thing, you could literally load a full round piece of oak, unsplit, boom, right inside there. And then the cool thing is, once you got your wood in there and you're burning away, you could adjust this and keep that thing burning hot. So what would you like me to do to it?
I just want it like brand new again.
Right, okay.
I have some pictures that I found that can show you what I want it to look like.
Okay? Awesome. Wow, that's pretty. So do you think you're gonna ever use it or work it or?
Probably wouldn't use it. It'd probably just be decorative.
Okay.
But if I wanted to, I could, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna restore it to where if you wanted to put a hunk of wood in there, fire it up.
So how much is this gonna cost me?
The deal with this is it's very old, it's very rusted, and all these little parts gotta come out. We may have 8 hours tearing it down, maybe 6 hours in sandblasting, blasting it all. The nickel alone is gonna be, you know, it's probably gonna be $600-800 just to do all the plating on this thing. And then probably, you know, six hours painting it. After that, we'll go into prep and polish all these little parts that come out. It'll go into assembly. You'll put it together in probably 6 hours, 8 hours. All that said and done, you're looking at probably right around $4,700.
Sounds fair.
Yeah? You're good with that?
Yeah.
So it didn't sticker shock you too much?
No, I knew it'd take some. I can't wait till it's all finished and let people come and see it in my store. It's gonna look great when it's done.
Pop them doors open, take a look at that.
I couldn't get them open.
You couldn't?
No, how do you open them? Can't figure it out. All right.
We just got this old stove in the shop. Now Brentley's gonna help me tear it down.
I guess this came from the set of Bonanza.
What's that?
It's an old Western.
Bonanza, huh?
Never heard it, huh? Yeah, we might have to heat these up too. They're on pretty tight.
Hey!
Hey, bastard. We're almost done.
Yeah? You're about ready, come on.
You ready? Yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
Usually I get big trucks showing up at my shop, but when a smaller car shows up with nothing hanging out of the trunk, I get intrigued.
You must be Rick Dale.
Yes, I am. You are?
Nathan.
Nathan, good to meet you, Nathan.
Got something I'd like you to take a look at.
Let's check it out. If it's in the back of that trunk, it must be small. Right on.
I came down to Rick's today to get my Irish mail cart restored. It has a lot of sentimental value to me. We're looking to restore it so my 10-year-old son can ride it.
This is cool.
Why don't you tell me what you know about it?
It was my brother's. He gave it to me when I was younger, and we had a lot of fun with it.
You definitely rode it around, though. I can see that. I mean, you guys snapped that thing up. You used it.
My last memories of riding it was actually in high school, and we took it down a hill that may have been too big for it, and I think that was the end of its life. So, yes, I have very fond memories of it. I can remember as a kid, we used to dope behind my go-kart, ride it down hills, and it's definitely been used and abused.
What it is, they call it an Irish mail, okay? In the 1800s, they designed a car to go on the railroad tracks. And they would run around and they would check or inspect the track to see what was going on underneath it.
Okay.
This thing was actually modeled after a hand car ridden by railroad inspectors in the early 1900s, which allowed them to get a close-up view of the track. That way, they could spot any potential problems and get a crew out to repair it right away.
Okay, so how this thing used to work, when you pushed on it, you literally moved it around and then it sprung itself back the other way. So this wasn't the steering wheel, this was to get you going. How you turned was from the feet.
This is a guard, so your foot don't get in the wheel, right?
And then God knows when you gotta use this, the brake, you know, you're going down the hill.
Right.
So you got a whole bunch going on there.
Yes.
Your feet are moving, both hands are moving, and if you gotta stop, you gotta, I don't know what you're gonna use to pull the brake.
This little car is really neat. And believe it or not, it's a great source of exercise because of how much upper and lower body strength it takes to maneuver. Not to mention, it looks fun as heck to ride.
So, Rick, what are we going to have to do to get this back up and running again?
All right. Well, is this going to be a mantle piece or you hitting the road again?
I've got a 10-year-old son that I'd love to see ride it at least for a little while longer, and hopefully I can pass it to him and he can pass it to his kids.
Oh, yeah. We've got most of the pieces here. We'll tear it down and take, you know, a couple hours. We'll go into the sandblasting. Because it's tubing, sandblasting takes us a little bit longer. It's not like a flat surface or something.
Right.
So sandblasting probably take 4 hours, actually. The polishing, probably 2 to 3 hours. Paint it, put it together. After the parts and the man hours, you're looking right around $1,200.
Okay, Rick.
You all right with that?
I'm good with that.
All right, well, that sounds good. We'll get her started for you.
Can't wait to see what Rick can do with this thing to get it back to its original shape so my son can ride it and pass it down to his son.
What is this thing?
I don't know, some Irish thing.
I don't know. Irish, I'm Irish.
Irish cart? I don't, well, if you're so Irish, then take it apart.
My dad is having Brettley and I tear down this Irish mail cart we just got into the shop. I'm not really sure what this thing is, but it looks pretty beat up.
Whoa. Snapped off.
Fire in the hole. It looks like someone tried to patch weld this thing at one point, so we have to heat up the frame with a torch to get it apart.
Got no air pressure.
Where's the air?
Holy
I was just in the teardown room and all of a sudden I hear someone yell fire. It's hard to tell what's going on with all the smoke everywhere, but whatever it is, it doesn't look good.
Holy
The top let go. Look at it.
I was trying to get the off button, man, but then I couldn't breathe. It started choking me out.
What happened all up in here?
It blew up.
Somehow the compressor just exploded, which controls all the air pressure throughout the whole shop. But fortunately, it doesn't look like anybody got hurt.
My room filled up with smoke. I couldn't see. And then right away, I stopped.
What are we going to do now? So that's like the compressor.
This is not good.
This is so not cool. My dad isn't even here, and I don't know how we're going to finish with all the restorations without any air pressure. First things first, we got to get this thing out of here before it sets something else on fire. Just as I move the compressor to the front of the yard, my dad and Kelly pull back up to the shop. This can't go well.
So I got some good news and some bad news. Good news is we're getting done. The bad news is that blew up.
What did?
way.
I swear. There was like a bunch of white. I was like the whole thing was full of smoke. I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know. It was just like, and then it was like madness.
So what are we doing for sandblasting now?
I only leave for a few minutes, and my whole shop almost goes up in smoke. Now we won't be able to do anything that requires air pressure. That includes sandblasting, painting, die grinding.
You know what to do. Load it.
First sandblast.
By hand. By hand.
Bradley! First thing I need to do is start calling around for a replacement compressor pronto. In the meantime, I somehow got to figure out how we're going to get the work done on these restorations if we're going to finish this work on schedule. We just sent the compressor out to get fixed. Until then, we're going to have to keep working on stuff by hand. So I'm having Brettley start on hand sanding the Irish mail cart and then the stove.
I just finished the mail cart, now I'm onto the stove. Man, this sucks. By the time I get done with this, I'm gonna be old as Phil.
Bradley, what the hell are you doing?
I'm sanding this because the compressor broke.
How long you been sanding this?
Hours, I don't even know.
Dude, I gotta pay more attention to you. So I just came outside to see what's taken Bradley so dang long, and I can see that he's been sanding this thing the whole time with sandpaper. That's not exactly what I meant when I told him to sand it by hand.
So this is electric one.
Okay.
Wire wheel. This will allow you to get into spots,
yeah.
Move around like that.
Sweet.
Okay. Should be about 10 times fast, so I'm expecting, what, 10 minutes instead of hours?
Thank you. This is a lifesaver.
All right.
Sometimes I wonder about this kid.
Oh, man, this thing is awesome.
Now that I have Brettley squared away, Tyler and I are going to start welding the broken parts on this Irish mail cart.
So we know this goes like this,
yeah.
Okay, because it was broke right in half. So what we can do is we can take, well, this, but I need your help so we can hold this perfectly straight,
yeah.
Okay? Then the frame, somebody had tried to fix it. See how they've got a patch in there?
Yeah.
So we're gonna do the same thing, but we're gonna do it right.
When welding something to the frame, it has to be absolutely perfect. If not, it'll be out of balance, and when somebody gets on it, it'll break again.
You got two jobs right now. One to make sure we're on the mark, and two to make sure it's perfectly straight. Because if you end up going down, this thing's gonna look like this. We want it straight. Okay, you ready?
Tell me when you're straight.
Straight.
Hold tacked. Do the next one.
You gotta hold it straight, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, you got it?
Yeah.
Does it look good?
Yeah.
Cool.
The air compressor is still down here at the shop, and I'm really starting to worry that we're not going to be able to finish these restorations on schedule. Without air from the compressor, we can't use the spray gun to paint anything. So I have no other choice than to have my guys use cans of spray paint to finish the job.
So how long is this gonna take? Like with a gun, it's like bam, and it's like four. Like this is like a pencil.
That's exactly what it is. It's like a pencil. You're gonna,
I'm gonna draw
it on. It's gonna take a while. It's gonna take a while, but the key is really, if you learn out of a spray can to paint from a spray can, a shaker can, when you get a gun in your hand, you're a better painter, okay? As much as I hate using stuff out of a shaker can, it's aerosol, it's the same paint. It's just hard to give a good flow, so you're gonna have to use your little pencil with good flow.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. And hurry up.
Oh, all right.
Oh, God.
I've got to admit, I was pretty scared when my dad told me I had to paint this with an aerosol can. I have to make this paint job look just as good as it would with a spray gun, or the customer isn't going to be happy. I really hope I can pull this off.
You gonna ride this when we get it done?
Probably not.
You're the only one light enough to ride it. This little wheeled cart is taking forever because the damn compressor's down.
Now that I got this thing painted with a shaker can, me and Kyle's gonna put it together.
Put this bad boy on.
Yeah. This thing's about ready, huh?
Hey, Nathan, how you doing?
Hey, Rick.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
So who'd you bring?
It's my son Cole, brought with me.
Cole, hi. Great to see you. So you guys excited?
Yeah, I
absolutely am. Absolutely, super excited.
You look excited.
We came to Rick's Restoration today to pick up our Irish mail cart. Can't wait to see how it looks.
You ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
He looks ready, huh?
All right, here we go.
One, two, three. Oh, my gosh. What do you think?
That is awesome. It looks great. It's just like I remember when I was a kid, and I'm very, very happy with it.
So what do you think? It look a little different than when you dropped it off?
Absolutely. I never remember it this nice.
Yeah, that's got a lot of coats of paint on it, you know?
Yeah. And that's the blue you guys found, eh?
Yeah, when we went and took all the paint off, we found a real, real faint area where it was like that light blue.
Right, right.
We put a really, really good coat of primer in it after we welded it all up, and we painted it with the blue.
Right.
Looks good, huh?
Looks wonderful.
I mean, we got new rubber on it. We went and re-chromed all the rims and everything.
Yeah, the wheels look fabulous. I can't believe that. They came out wonderful.
These are aluminum wheels, and they're just beautiful, this design that's in them. I looked online, and I didn't see any of them with this kind of a wheel. So this is a rare piece.
Okay.
When we took it apart, this thing was a lot of work because all the abuse you and your brother put it through, you know? Yeah, you remember the axle was snapped in half?
Right.
It was quite a bit of work to get that thing back together. This is the brake mechanism. You know, when you brake, it slides on the tire and friction stops it.
Right.
The seat was extremely pitted from sitting around, sitting out. So we ended up shooting it this white and we clear coated all that.
Rick, it came out wonderful. I'm absolutely thrilled with the result. This is definitely the hot rod of Irish mail carts.
Right,
I love
right,
it. Right. It is just fabulous.
As long as you're happy, I'm happy. You happy? Give me it.
Okay, bud.
All right, let's go inside and we'll take care of some paperwork.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Come on, Cole. You gotta pay for this.
I don't have enough.
That's a lot of paper routes. Not having an air compressor has really slowed down work here at the shop, but my crew have been doing their best to keep things on track.
Well, what are we doing?
You helped take it apart, so I get to help you put it together.
Sweet.
Since Phil is the metal master, I'm having him give Bradley a hand with this old stove.
All the body work I did on this is for nothing if we can't fit all those pieces back together.
Hold this screw. Yep. I dig it.
Yeah. Now that the stove's ready to go, Tyler and I are going to deliver it to the customer's frozen custard shop.
You know, I've been waiting a few weeks to see the stove. When I took it to Rick, it was just a piece of junk. Hey, Rick.
Hey,
how you doing? I'm really excited. I can't wait to see what it's going to look like.
You ready for this?
Sure.
All right.
Wow. That is beautiful. Wow, that thing turned out even better than I thought. It looks like a rocket ship. It's awesome.
When we ended up sandblasting it, what happened was our compressor broke, our big compressor. So Brett Lee had to get out and hand do this whole thing with a wire wheel.
That is really nice.
And as he's cleaning it off, well, the sides had bowed out.
Wow.
You didn't notice it. You didn't even see it when you brought it in. But then
you
it was
feel it when you're
yeah, yeah.
It.
When you yeah. So it had to go into the body shop and be all pounded straight. So he took and heated it up, pounded the metal down, smoothed it all out, got it to where it's all nice and smooth again.
Wow.
The other thing is these pins were snapped off, so we had to re-drill all these. You know, put new pins inside of them. Everything got nickel plated because that's what they did in this era. There was no chrome back then.
Well, the outside looks awesome. What does the inside look like?
You open it up, it's all brand new in there.
Yeah, it looks great.
It would definitely work right now. You can put the log in, you can put the paper at the bottom, stoke the fire, get a little air to her.
How hot can that glass get before it just...
This is actually rock. It's cut real, real thin. I mean, it probably melted like, 2,000, 2,500 degrees, but it definitely won't melt it like, 1,500.
It's way more than I expected. It's awesome. Because we're in Vegas, I don't know if I'll ever need the stove, but it's really nice to know that I can use it when I need it. So we decide we're gonna trade for custard.
Not quite, Big
Phil. I thought that was the deal.
But I'll take some.
Okay, sure. Right here. The stove looks great. You know, now that it's finished, it'll sit in my shop for everyone to see a piece of Bonanza history right here in Las Vegas.
Ooh, it is good.
I don't understand why this isn't working. For some reason, the replacement compressor isn't firing. I have no idea what we're gonna do if this thing doesn't work.
Did you do the air filters?
Yeah, I did that.
All right, did you do the fuel filter?
Yeah, did that.
It's full of water?
Got water.
Did you check the battery?
Yeah, I looked at the battery, jumped it.
All the connections are ready?
Yeah, they're all done. I mean, everything's plugged in.
You got diesel, right?
Yeah, I got diesel.
It's right there.
Bradley, you gotta put it in order for it to run. Sometimes you get the God. Unbelievable.
I was just told to get the diesel, not put it in.
Oh, my God.